This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Afghan officials say at least four planes chartered to evacuate several hundred people from Afghanistan, people seeking to escape the Taliban takeover, have been unable to leave the country for days. Conflicting accounts emerged on Sunday about why the flights weren't able to take off as pressure increases on the United States to help those left behind in Afghanistan. An Afghan official at a northern airport said that the would-be passengers were Afghans. He said many did not have passports or visas and so were unable to leave the country. But the top Republican on the U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee, Michael McCaul of Texas, told Fox News that the group included Americans and that they were sitting on the planes, but the Taliban was not letting them leave. He didn't say where that information came from. An official with the U.S. State Department told AP that the State Department has no reliable way to confirm that information, including how many American citizens might be on the flights, since it no longer has people on the ground in Afghanistan. That official added, however, that the State Department will hold the Taliban to their pledges to let people travel freely. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak publicly about the matter. A UN spokesman said the United Nations humanitarian chief Martin Griffiths met on Sunday with leaders of the Taliban who pledged to guarantee the safety of humanitarian workers and aid access. In Afghanistan, Griffiths is in Kabul to have several days of meeting with Taliban leadership as Afghanistan faces a humanitarian disaster. Griffiths said on Sunday that the humanitarian community is committed to delivering what he called impartial and independent humanitarian assistance to the people of Afghanistan. You're listening to VOA News. Soldiers who staged an uprising in Guinea's capital on Sunday said on state television they've dissolved the West African nation's government and constitution and closed all land and air borders. However, Guinea's defense ministry said an attack on the presidential palace had been repelled. Fighting broke out near the palace on Sunday morning, with several sources saying an elite National Army unit led by a former French legionnaire was behind the unrest. Unverified videos on social media on Sunday afternoon showed President Alpha Condé in a room surrounded by army special forces. Condé's whereabouts were not immediately clear. He won a third term in October after changing the constitution to allow him to stand for president again. Despite violent protests from the opposition, this has raised concern of further political upheavals in a region that has seen coups in Mali and Chad in recent months. The group behind the annual Tiananmen Square Memorial Vigil in Hong Kong said on Sunday it will not cooperate with police conducting a national security investigation into the group's activities, calling it an abuse of power. Police notified the group last month that it was under investigation for working for foreign interests. That's an accusation the group denied. The investigation is part of a broad crackdown on Hong Kong civil society following mass pro-democracy protests in 2019. Authorities have tightened control over the city with a sweeping national security law imposed by China's ruling Communist Party that effectively criminalizes opposition to the government. The law and other changes have forced several civil organizations to disband or have seen their leaders arrested. Brazil's World Cup qualifying match against Argentina was suspended shortly after it began on Sunday after a group of Brazilian public health officials interrupted the game to demand that four of Argentina's players be placed in quarantine after breaching COVID-19 protocols. The health officials actually came out onto the pitch, throwing the game into chaos. The four Premier League players were accused of failing to disclose they had spent time in the United Kingdom in the 14 days prior to their arrival. A government order dating from June 23rd prohibits the entry into Brazilian territory of any foreign person from the United Kingdom, India, or South Africa to prevent the spread of variants of the coronavirus. And indigenous groups urged world leaders on Sunday to back a new target to protect 80% of the Amazon basin by 2025, saying bold action is needed to stop deforestation, pushing the Earth's largest rainforest beyond a point of no return. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.